God tell us that the world is divided into three 2,000-year periods. The first 2,000 years from the beginning of creation are called the years of Tohu. The next 2,000 years are the years of Torah. The final 2,000 years, the time that Mashiach potentially could come. Chazal also tell us that the 2,000 years of Torah began from when Avraham Avinu was 48 years old. Va'nefesh asher osu b'chor. Avraham Avinu went and started to disseminate his Torah. That's when the 2,000 years of Torah started. The obvious question is, Torah existed before that. In last week's Sedra, Rashi says that Noah learned Torah. Noah knew which animals were kosher, which animals weren't kosher. So Torah existed before Avraham Avinu went out. Why did the 2,000 years of Torah start from Avraham Avinu and not from Noah? The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Avomei al menas lovamei maspikim biyada olim mo'olam. A person who learns with the intention of teaching, so he's given heavenly assistance, they should be able to do that. The Halomei Amanas Lassos, a person who learns not only to teach others, but to encourage others to keep mitzvahs, so he gets the Yata Dishmai Alumo Vulame Lishmur Velasos. Rabbi Yaakov Emden asks, what about the person who just learns to learn? He has no intention of teaching anybody else, or being mashpi on anybody else. He just wants to learn for the sake of learning. What does he get? Why does the Mishnah ignore it? Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, since according to one opinion in Chazal, a person who learns and doesn't intend to teach others what he's learned is Dvar Hashem Vosel, is insulting the word of the Rabbanu Shalom. We don't have to finish off what that pasuk says. That person gets absolutely no siyata d'shmaya. There is no help from heaven to somebody who learns for himself alone and doesn't intend to teach others. And that doesn't mean that a person has to be a teacher, or he has to be a rebbe, or he has to be a Rosh Hashanah, or he has to be in a classroom. But it means that in the environment he's in, he would be sitting in a Beis Medrash, that he has to feel responsibility to share his Torah with others, and not keep it to himself. In fact, the Mashal says, the Gemara says, Adam la'amo yud. A person was created to toil. And the Gemara discusses what kind of toil that is. Finally, the Gemara says it's verbal toil. And it's the verbal toil of Torah. The Mashal says, Adam la'amo yud. The word la'amo is Rashi Tevos. Drink them. Lilmod al-Manashmalam. That's why. Amol HaTorah is Zavka in order to teach others. In fact, the Gemara says in Pesachim, Apostle, the Torah is Chesed, Avishon. The Gemara asks, is the Torah Shal Chesed? The Torah She'ena Shal Chesed? Is the Torah that's Torah Chesed? And Torah that's not Chesed? Gemara answers, Torah amanas lavanda is a Torah shal chesed. Torah, with the intention of teaching others, that's the Torah of chesed. And Torah shal lo amanas lavanda, that's Torah that's not chesed. Then the Gemara says what we quoted from Yaakov Emden a few minutes ago. Not only is it not Torah shal chesed, but Torah shal lo amanas lavanda, Torah where a person learns for himself, not to share with others, is Dvar Hashem Vosel, Ikoreis Tikoreis. That's it. imagine shouting the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to learn without the intention of sharing his word with someone else. Chazal tell us that Torah is Tchilaso Gemilas Chasodim, the Sofa Gemilas Chasodim. Torah starts with HaKadosh Baruch Hu clothing Adam and Chava, and it ends with HaKadosh Baruch Hu burying Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah is the Mitzias of Chesed, and therefore a person who learns Torah has to be about Chesed with that Torah, has to give it to others. The Rebbe of Aaron Kotler Zatzal says that in the morning we say a whole list of Gemilas Chasodim and Talmud Torah Keneged Kula. He says, what is Talmud Torah Keneged Kula? Talmud Torah is being other Mamako. These things are being other Mechavera. It's apples and oranges. How do you compare how great Talmud Torah is compared to things that are not Talmud, that are not being other Mamako? He says, the greatest chesed a person can do is to sit and learn Torah and to disseminate Torah to others, because all the other chasodim depend on a world that exists. The world exists because of Torah. And therefore the greatest chesed a person can do is to sit and learn Torah and to keep the world going so all the other chasodim can have a place to exist. Therefore, Chazal tell us in Pirkei Avot, in Lomadet HaTorah Harbe, you learn the lot of Torah, al tatzi tova le'atzmacha. The simple meaning is, don't take credit. Don't be matzi tova to yourself. But I think there's a simple meaning. Al tatzi tova le'atzmacha, ain't tova le'atzmacha. Don't hold that good for yourself. Give it out to others. Share it with others. Don't be selfish with that good that you were so good to. You were created, Lilno, Amanashalam, not to hold the Torah to yourself. Why is a person who learns Torah and doesn't disseminate, doesn't teach it to others, doesn't have that intention, is Dvar Hashem Bosa, very intense, negative. Why so negative? Because a person who doesn't feel that the Torah is such a good, that the Torah is the key of the world, he doesn't appreciate the Torah. He's not able to evaluate the Torah properly, and therefore he doesn't feel the necessity to share it with others. And Dvar Hashem Bosa, by not appreciating, by not valuing the Torah, that in itself is Dvar Hashem Bosa. In order to be a person who's lilmo namanas olami, the lingur also has to be there. It's not just with the intention of teaching, but there's something that's necessary that a person who's learning with the intention to teach and disseminate the Torah has to learn it clearly. Bruce, he has to be clear, so you can be clear. As I learned from the Shinatam the Manechos, Shiil Ivri Torah, Shiguri Maltich, Shabbat Gamkin for him, Shnuni. They should be sharp, clear, don't stutter. The Torah, that's not believable. The Torah is not talking about learning Torah. It's talking about teaching it to your children. So they should have learned from the Shinant of the Bonecha, Shetalami, Lebincha, Shiyu, Shnuni, Maltich, that you should teach your child in a way that it should be sharp, clear, without any hesitation. Why did Chazal darshan shinu shinunim avichu? The father should know it clearly. It's obvious. Because how in the world can you teach your child if it's not clear to you? If you don't know what you're talking about. So a person who's a lilmo l'amanas l'amane also puts in a tremendous amount of effort to really understand that the Torah should be clear, borrowed. Because if it's not clear to you, how can you give it over clearly to someone else? The word leymor has two meanings. Normally, leymor means to tell over to others. But there are times in Tanakh where the word leymor can't mean to tell others. So then, what does it mean over there? So the scholars say that leymor also means clearly, borrowed. that some say the Torah Shabbat Peh is hinted in the late morning. That was Hashem and Moshe. He told him what it says in Torah Shabbat Sad, but he also explained to him that he should understand it clearly, the Torah Shabbat Peh. That's the late morning. There's no contradiction between these two meanings. Because in order to tell something over to somebody else, it has to be clear to you. You can't possibly take over something that you're not sure about, that you're not clear in, to someone else that they should understand it. So in order to be lay more to others, it has to be lay more, it has to be borrowed, it has to be clear, it has to be something that you know, are clear about, and you give it over. Something else that a person, a little more namanasulame, has to embody. I heard this story from my Rosh Hashiva, the Pesach Sky, Zekat Sadeh Bevrocha, before I went out into Rabbans. I don't know if I was Mekai in it, but I remember the word. He said, if you want to be successful as a Mechanech, as a Rav, as a Mashpia, remember the following. Every day in davening we say, Bahura Hoseinu, what Hugacha, Atalam Ben Chokechai. Because our others trusted you, they were able to count on you, they were able to put their trust in you, that's why you taught them Chukei Chayim. He explained it in the following way. If the others would not have felt that they could rely on Ribbono Shel Olam, they could put their trust in him, then they would have learned nothing. And even the Ribbono Shel Olam could not have taught them Chukei Chayim. But because the others felt that they could trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore, he was able to teach them Chukei Chayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't teach without gaining the trust of the people he was teaching, and no one could. The person has to be them. He has to be a person who is trustworthy, who the people feel they can look up to and rely on. Before a person can be Mekayim, Lilmo Ramanas Olam, as clear as it can be, as much Kavod as the person can have, but if he's not a trustworthy person, he's not someone people feel they can rely on, then can't be Mashpil, never be Mekayim, Lilmo Ramanas Olam. Rav Green was the Lilmo Ramanas Olam par excellence. I sometimes wonder if I had the opportunity to retire and maybe just go back to sit and learn a kollel somewhere. Horror, that would be a coming. And yet here Rabbi Green had that opportunity. Came to Eretz Yisrael, could have put himself somewhere in a corner in a kollel and learned and learned and learned and loved to learn. Sorry, I never got to see that in Rosh. Especially the smart people. Tell me where they are. I'd like to someday. I'd like to look more into the margins of the story. He could have come to Eretz Yisrael. He put in his chova. He put in his time. He's a rabbi in Mechanech in many places. He had thousands of talmid with him. And now he can enjoy twilight of his life, sitting and learning, and couldn't feel comfortable unless he was giving over, unless he was a limbo amanas olame, and he was a lonely amanas olame for all the years at Yom Tirosh. And he invited all of these points. It was a tremendous balchest. He wanted to give over, he wanted his talmidim to grow. That gave him tremendous simcha. And he was married to the Torah. The Torah was mamish b'chayim. It was a simcha sachayim for him. It was something that did not enjoy doing. It was something that gave him his life blood. And he wanted others to get that same simcha. In the kollel, he was a powerhouse. It was the energy source. And he gave over that same effervescence that he had to the Chevri Akola. There's a tremendous muscle, a tremendous heart, because he felt the responsibility that he's going to teach, that it should be clear by him. She meant it. And it wasn't Jewish. Once asked him something, Stalin didn't have that much of an opportunity to sit and learn. I once asked him something, an obscure thing, and it was like pressing a button on a computer with these computer programs, and kind of everywhere possible, that thing is mentioned. So he didn't have a computer, he had his mom. And I said, okay, I wasn't really interested in every place in shots, and he showed me, and every thing he should. He said, oh, what about it? I just want to know one thing. He said, oh, unbelievable walking. Unbelievable glory, but that was part of his desire to be a Muhammad, because he couldn't have possibly been the Muhammad on the caliber that he was if it wasn't clear to him. He wasn't that lucky. He wasn't that hard. That was also part of his chesed. And he was a tremendous Balacharias. Tremendous Balacharias. If he would miss a day, it would bother him tremendously. He didn't come into the Kohen. Zacharias to him. Yungalite, Zacharias to the job, Zacharias to the Chalal, the Torah and Mitzvahs. He represented, you could rely on him, his amigos to us, his anivos. You knew that he was somebody who was genuine, and he's genuine, and you could rely on him, and you can learn from him. That's why so many people learn. We were so tremendously held of a green. The Rosh Kodo at our institution for the last 6.5 years. But the fact that we had him didn't happen by himself. I first want to give a special thank you to Rabbi Che, because he was a shaman. Many years ago, he came to me and said, there's this yid, royal green, curious safety. It's a tremendous phenomenon, but whenever I hear that, very scared. Everybody's scared. Everybody's the best brother. So I'm very skeptical about these kinds of actions. But I don't know Rabbi Chaim to exaggerate too much. So I decided, okay, I'll meet him and we'll see if we can somehow incorporate him in the ship. That's how we're going to vote. And at least I'm smart enough to know let's grab this guy. Because it's tremendous force. Thank you, Rabbi Chaim. There's another person who, without him, Rabbi Green would not have integrated himself into a kollel that didn't exist. That's our executive director, Rabbi Yaakov Friedman, who is Moshe Nefesh Mamish. So I've been in a kollel himself, and it's Moshe Nefesh to sit and learn. He also is Moshe Nefesh that others should be. He takes his time, his ingenuity to make my job a lot easier. Whatever I'm uncomfortable to do, now I have somebody to do it. He deserves a tremendous Yashar Koach to receive where the call should be functioning. Although, there's another individual that behind the scenes made it possible for Rabbi Green to be able to function and to be the effective Rosh Kollel that he was, and that's his wife, Rabbi Zach. As I'll say, Hani Noshi, the Makosach, what supposed do women have? Supposed to tell them. Women are hiding from them. So where do they get supposed to tell them? Mara said something possible. So there's three things. Two of them I understand. The third, Korah is in the name. One says because they send their children to school to learn Torah, and because they are the cause of their children learning Torah, that's their school. They send their husbands to yeshiva to learn Torah. And the last thing is, not through the Gavrayu and the Asi, we pay Rabbi. And they wait for their husbands till they come home. What's that, folks? They send their husbands out to learn, and then what would I think? And then they abandon the house, never there when they come home, finished. And the finish is, the But then wait for the hospital, they stay home. They don't stay in their hospital. That's a choice. Think what it means to God. There's two kinds of women who are, in quotation marks, most are necessary that their husbands should learn and teach and give their all to plow the soil and the tongue. One woman is Moshenet. She considers it a sacrifice, but she's willing to sacrifice it's something important enough. There's another type of woman, but towards on sacrifice. This is what life is all about. This is her greatest sin. She wants her husband to be out there. She doesn't want him to be home talking to her. Even though, or helping, or whatever, even though she would really like that, but she would like better. She gets more tiny, more nachas from her husband being married to Torah than any other thing. To her, it's not a hakrava. It's not a sacrifice. It's not Mr. Nefesh. This is what it's all about. The first type of woman will get shechar. But her husband, if he's a good husband, is sitting in the Beis Medrash, sitting in the shir, thinking about how his wife is sacrificing so much that he should be. And if he's a good husband, he feels uncomfortable, and he wants to cut down the time a little bit, rush home or whatever. The husband who knows that his wife's greatest nachas in life is to see him in Margaret's Torah, and knowing that he's a partner, sits in the Beis Medrash with a clear head. He's not uncomfortable, because he knows he's doing what's making his wife happy. No mysterious method, no sacrifice. That's the woman who shares in the source of Torah of her husband. Not through the Gavrari. They wait. They're not anxious, and they don't make their husband feel that they're sitting on shpilkes. But the Gavrari, they guard their husband. That's what the Gavrari means. They guard their learning of his method by being the kind of wife makes her husband know she's not being Moshe. Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Green had a wife like that. Yes, Hashem, she should continue to live good health for many, many years and enjoy the profits and the parents, fruits of what she put in. See a lot of nachas from her children, grandchildren, great grandchildren. Lastly, a person doesn't exist in a vacuum. Without the encouragement and support of family, you see, I'm getting to know more and more of the family as things progress. Brothers, children, grandchildren, sons of them, who are a support system, who appreciate what a prach, what a diamond. That was have and agree was part of this family, and to look up and to feel that it's a shevach hayotzi, and to be able to encourage you in many, many ways. It's not the place we have to go into detail, but I'm there. That's something very special, a very special family. It's not only a very special family, because I agree was the patron. Very special family because they appreciated him, they recognized what he was, and they were able to show their appreciation, and show their encouragement, and show their support by something very special. It seems to me that perhaps it was green, it was rather green because he came from such a family. That family only has to look for COVID and having a connection to him. He is what he was because of the kind of family came from, and the kind of family he produced. You were so good, and very deep on top of it. You look for the field that seems to be so dark cold, the scaffold of the Greek, said by the Hesper. He didn't have a cold, he had a Rosh cold. He had a Rosh cold, and then a cold. So, we hope that his Rosh be able to continue on and go the aim will, but whatever we have and will have is based on his foundation. So we renamed our program Kola Yeshiva Dola Matisyahu Yisrael Rufoil Hashem Rufoil Green. sacred child is also, and that is the name of the color of carrying Rosh Hashanah flag, that affair in the color, the stationary, and Rosh Hashanah hope that we never bring back the source or from the light, color itself, any future Russian color that will be that will follow that in Sora and build a back to soul that will fall being created here. Hey, Mishmosa, Surah, the Shanghai, the Eastern.